Theater critic Michael Bourne appreciates a good comedy, too, and he found another at the Classic Stage Company. The Liar is a new David Ives translation of a French comedy.
Comedy is not always laugh-out-loud funny. Comedy is often witty, smarter more than knockabout, head laughs more than belly laughs, chuckles more than guffaws. I was chuckling mostly at The Liar, adapted from a 17th century French classic of Pierre Corneille, adapted by David Ives, who is nowadays the most prolific comic playwright, from the very dark Venus and Furs to his various evenings of one-act bagatelles to his recreated scripts for some of the older Encores musicals to adapting French masterworks. The Liar is not as amusing as his earlier reworkings of Molière, but Molière was funnier than the mostly tragic Corneille. The Liar shuffles together sitcomic characters old as the Romans, a blowhard hero, a fussy pantaloon, suitors connected with the wrong lovers, mistaken identities, including twins, and servants smarter and funnier than the foolish masters. Carson Elrod plays the servant who narrates for the audience all the silliness. Kelly Hutchinson plays twin maids, one sweet and horny, the other grumpy and not. Elrod and Hutchinson are the much abler farceurs of the Classic Stage Company, but directed by Michael Kahn, the others all verbally navigate the wittiness of David Ives. And really, the play is not so much about the characters and plots. It's all about the puns, the anachronisms, 17th century wisecracks with 21st century slang, often delightfully twisted rhymes. The Liar is all in verse and all chuckle-worthy at Classic Stage Company. I'm Michael Bourne.